So one of the biggest positions in the city of Detroit and the state of Michigan and the Midwest is who's going to be the mayor of Detroit. And hands down right now, it was like a TKO in the first round. We have with us tonight none other than the Honorable Mary Sheffield. Ms. Sheffield, how you feeling and what are you doing right now? What are you doing this very minute?
I am out canvassing, just pounding the pavement, boots on the ground, connecting with our residents. And I feel great. Our message has resonated well with Detroiters. And we feel very confident and very proud of the work that we've accomplished. But we're not taking anything for granted. And we're still trying to meet and reach Detroiters where they are.
You got to run like you're 10 points behind, even though you're 50 points above. So
always,
right? Isn't that like kind of the mantra of anyone running for politics? You got to run like you're running behind, but even though you're above. So
it should be.
Yeah. I remember when Mike Duggan was out doing the organic stuff as in, you know, someone that wasn't even on the ballot, going door to door, meeting in backyards, all the like. You're doing all that?
I'm doing all of that. We've participated in over 25 forms during the primary election. We've also hosted several, and I don't even want to put a number out there, but home tours as well, where we've been over to people's neighborhoods and in their homes to talk about my vision for Detroit. And we're continuing to do that. We're actually launching right now, starting next week, our block, or I should say district by district town halls, where we're going to be going to each city council district and hosting a forum where they have the opportunity to come out and talk to me, hear my vision for Detroit, but most importantly, listen to the concerns and the challenges that residents believe that we have facing us moving forward in Detroit.
God bless you. We have over 100,000 Detroiters in listening to this station at like any given time, especially this show with Behind the Bench. If there was one message, one thing that you would want to say to all the people that listen to this in the city of Detroit, what would that message be?
Well, I first want to just say thank you. It's been an honor to serve the last 12 years here in Detroit, working alongside Mayor Duggan to be a partner in the growth and the progress of Detroit. But we know that there's still much more work to do, and I never get comfortable with what we've seen. We know that our neighborhoods are in dire need of investment, that we still have issues around public safety, our educational system, and housing in Detroit. And so I would say that I think at this critical moment, we need proven and experienced leadership that can ensure that we are continuing the progress of our city, but most importantly, making sure that it moves deeper into our neighborhoods and reaches more people. So I believe that I am that candidate. I am that leader in Detroit that has a proven record of building coalitions and partnerships. And I will say that today it has been an honor to receive the endorsement of the current sitting mayor of our city, who has been serving for 12 years and knows the intricacies of city government, to lend his support and his confidence in me being able to continue the great momentum of our city. So I believe the best is yet to come, and I'm excited about this journey.
You know what? It's a no-brainer to me. I mean, let's just face it. The numbers, there was such a spread. That's huge.
Yes.
And I hear the chihuahua in the background, so I know you're on the streets back there,
yes,
just stomping all over the place, reaching out and grabbing hands. But,
yes,
you know, the biggest thing to me, and I was a prosecutor. I worked in the drug house unit. I worked for Mayor Duggan. The biggest thing for me is taking these homes and the outskirts that were blight, or, you know, where you had a rape or you had a drug sale or you had something terrible happen, a robbery, or whatever the case may be. You had that blight in that outskirt. The biggest thing for me is taking those skirts of Detroit, those spots, the pockets of Detroit, and turning them into gems, because there's so many citizens that live in that place, in those places, that need the love that downtown Detroit, they're not access to. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
That's what you're going to do it. You're going to be,
yeah.
I already know. I mean, unless it's yours to lose, unless something crazy
exactly
happens, it's yours to lose. But you know, if something, you know, Astro comes down and hits you in the head, I just don't see you losing it. But that being said,
yeah,
that's where I want to see the city of Detroit grow. I want to see.
I'm right with you. I think that's a great point. I'm right with you. I mean, you know, we've invested a tremendous amount of support and attention to downtown and midtown. But in order for people to actually come and live and raise families in Detroit, we have to eliminate the blight and rebuild our neighborhoods and invest in some of the blighted structures, rehabilitate those that can be saved, and really create a place of families again. So I appreciate that comment. And listen, we don't take anything for granted. So every day we're counting down. We're out here canvassing and connecting with voters. So.
You go make it happen. All right. Well,
I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
I appreciate you. We'll be in touch.
Okay. Have a good one.
You too.